You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The journey to motherhood is different for everyone who pursues it. And every year, thousands of people in Massachusetts pursue it through fertility treatments. One option is in vitro fertilization, or IVF. IVF involves retrieving eggs from the ovaries and fertilizing them in a lab. If successful, that fertilized egg, the embryo, is then returned to the uterus so it can grow into a fetus. According to the CDC, 2021 data show more than 5% of all births in the Commonwealth resulted from IVF, the highest rate of any state in the country. And part of the reason? Massachusetts requires insurance to cover some IVF treatments. Most states don't. Plus, IVF standing could be in question after a court ruling in Alabama earlier this year, which declared that frozen embryos created through IVF are children. That case could reverberate around the country. But today's postcard, it's not about a court battle or insurance. It's about one mother's journey. IVF can be exhausting for those who go through it, both physically and emotionally. And one local woman documented her own journey by keeping an audio diary. Fatima Shahzad of Somerville recorded herself in 2022 while she was going through her second round of IVF. At the time, she and her husband, Dylan, were trying to conceive their first child. And she shared some of what she recorded with us.
Where I'll start is where I am today, which is starting my second round of IVF after having nothing that we've tried so far work. What happens at a first IVF appointment is they do an ultrasound and they take blood to make sure you are in a good place medically based on your hormone levels and making sure your uterine lining and your ovaries and everything is all in a good place to start IVF. So I'll be calling injections STIMS, which is short for stimulation medications, and if you heard a little bloop in the background, that is just normal life continuing as my workday winds down. Last night was the first night of my STIMS injections. I sat down with my vials, my three tiny glass vials of one medication. I take that and inject the whole thing right into my stomach. I'll share more on how the injections go, but they have increased my dosages from last time, from the first cycle, which was unsuccessful. The medications are much higher in dosage now, so that's in hopes of getting more eggs and creating enough embryos to actually test and make sure they're okay to implant and to try for a pregnancy. So I'll share more on that. Part of improving egg quality for IVF entails taking about, I think I've counted it, I think it's like 137 pills every week. And what you're hearing right now is basically me pulling out my midday meds. Before I started on this journey, I was taking a multivitamin daily, maybe some vitamin D, because we live in the Northeast, but now I take a lot of things. So I'm on a lot of hormones, and I feel like you feel after eating a large fries, salted, I don't know, McDonald's fries or something like that, and washing it down with a milkshake. I just, I am fresh out of the retrieval surgery and I've been balancing hope with rationality and data, and I guess I'll just cut to the chase in that. Somehow we got 12 eggs this time instead of 5.
Oh my God, it's going to be a roller coaster, but I'm celebrating today as best as I can. The doctor yesterday, I'm a little confused about it because the doctor called yesterday and said something about the egg quality, something about the cytoplasm. I have no idea. I'm not a lab scientist. So I have no idea what it meant, but it sounded like there was something wrong with all of the mature eggs. And I've had the 3 miscarriages, and it makes me feel really, really, really hopeless and desperate to know today if going through this again and again and again is worth it. I was sitting on the couch, taking it in with Dylan next to me, and he repeatedly just focused on the fact that no matter what, we're gonna be okay. And he knows that, which was really comforting. I think more so than he knows. Poor guy has to be my full-time therapist. We're fighting for hope. Sitting in the heartbreak, and it's helpful to live it out loud and share. It's also pretty hard.
That was Fatima Shahzad. She recorded her IVF journey in 2022 and recently decided to share some of it with us. Fatima went through 4 rounds of IVF. And yep, those are baby and mama giggles. Happy to report to you that Fatima and Dylan welcomed an adorable baby girl last August.